Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight. We apologize for not being able to be on the past few weeks, but we've had some things going on that we had to be at, and some people were sick the other days, and so we just apologize for not being on. But we're on tonight, and we just thank God for everything that he's doing, for what he's going to do tonight. And we just want everybody to tune in and listen tonight and tell your friends to tune in. And we'll appreciate it if you'll share and like it so everybody else can get in and listen to it too. And this is Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we welcome all the new listeners and all the ones that support this ministry with their prayers. We appreciate all the prayers. And we're just here to lift up the name of Jesus and see people get saved and set free and delivered.
Yes, hallelujah.
And we're just excited about what the Lord's doing. And
praise God.
If you need healing, Jesus is the healer. If you need peace, joy, love, Jesus is the answer. He's the answer to everything that you need. So just reach out to him. If you feel like you need to pray for salvation and you want to get a hold of some of us to pray with you, we'll pray with you. And we just want everybody to feel free to worship the Lord with us. And we just want all the listeners to feel free to worship the Lord with us and to just join in with us and pray for others. There's a lot of needs out there tonight. People sick and some people near death, and we just need everybody to lift them up to God. And all the ones that need salvation, the ones that are saved, needs to be praying for them. And all the Facebook listeners, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, just put them in the comments below and we'll get back with them. We'll pray over them. And the subject for today is 1 Corinthians 10:21. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil.
Amen.
You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. You're either serving Jesus or you're serving the devil. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 6:24 that no man can serve two masters.
Amen.
For either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other.
That's right.
You cannot serve God and mammon.
That's right.
In Joshua 24:14-15 says, now there is Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
Yes.
And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve,
Amen.
Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I was just thinking of that song that says, just give me Jesus and let the world go by.
Amen.
That's all we need is Jesus. And that's who we're trying to lift up tonight, is the name of Jesus. So we're going to get this. We're going to have Tim come around and sing a few songs. And then we're going to have our pastor to come around and obey the Lord. And then we'll get the other ones on here that will be coming on next to preach.
Yes, thank
you. Just worship the Lord with us.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless him.
I'm not ashamed of anything that I love Jesus. I'm not ashamed of things I'm trusting in. Laid up on the shelf, we're ashamed to lift our hands to pray, to wait off someone else. Jesus died on Calvary, God's plan it fulfilled, and that is what I say today, trying to do His will. I'm not ashamed to say this thing that I love Jesus.
Our land.
prison. He knew from their side. But one question I want to ask him, what's wrong with living right? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'm for Jesus with all of my heart. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with he may think I'm straight, living the way I do. Different from this world, out of step, oh, how to roll. Call me crazy or insane, and tell me I'm not right. But one question I'd like to ask you, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'm praying Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? And after some, we're going to call our pastor up. Show him here. Here he is.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus, yes.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your
name. Lord, thank you, Brother Tim. Praise the Lord. Thank God for his goodness, his love, and another great day the Lord has given us to be able to come to you. Praise God, just presenting Jesus Christ to this lost and dying world and tell
Amen.
You. Praise God, he's the Savior of the world.
Yeah.
Mankind will come and accept him. And we appreciate them beautiful songs. Praise
yeah.
God, the reading of the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Today and another time, praise God, that we can say something to lift up and maybe to encourage you a little bit or
Thank
tell
you.
Somebody about Jesus at his life. Praise God in him. And they've laughed more about me.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And I tell you, he's the best thing that ever happened to any of us.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God is when we accepted Christ into our heart and into our life and made him Lord. Praise God
yes.
of our life.
Amen.
Praise God started us on a road that leads to glory. And I'll tell you, there's happiness and there's rejoicing. In the Lord. Praise God, because there ain't no way that you and I could praise him enough nor thank him enough for what he done for us when he come down here and give his life for you and me. Praise the Lord. And I'm thankful that his spirit is still drawing people and he's still standing knocking at people's hearts.
Yeah.
Asking them to let him come in. And he said, if you'll open the door, he said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you, and you with me, and I'll be your Savior and I'll be your God. Praise the Lord, and I'm glad that we got somebody to go to in the time of need and in the time of trouble. We've got a lot of people out there tonight that needs a touch from his strong hand, that needs a healing in their life. Praise God.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you that he is the healer. He's the great physician.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And children, we need to look to him, and we need to believe upon him when we call upon his name, and not doubt in our heart.
Amen.
Praise God that, you know, a lot of people think maybe, well, he can't do nothing. But I'm telling you, praise God, he can help us. He can heal us and deliver us and give us peace. There's no doctor. If your soul's troubled and you beat down and, praise God, troubled and much about many different things, there's nobody that I can tell you that I can go down inside of you and put peace and joy and happiness in your soul.
Amen.
Nobody but Jesus Christ.
Right.
Praise the Lord. He can do that for you and I. And not only can he do that, praise God, for us, but he'll take us to heaven one day after a while. And I thank God for the word of God. I know that it's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And it'll cut you. And it'll cut me going and a coming. But what we got to do is just begin to measure up to it and begin to get in it and abide in it and walk in it and live by it.
Amen.
Praise God. And I'll tell you what, we'll love it. Praise God, because it is our life. We're going to go here tonight for a little while. Praise God. And we're going to look as we're starting off here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, and we'll read a verse or two here tonight, starting on chapter 59 and verse 21. And Isaiah began to say these words. He said, as for me, praise the Lord, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. Praise God, that my spirit that is upon thee and my words, praise God, which I have put in thy mouth, praise God, of thy seed, in the mouth of thy seed, praise God, are not out of the mouth of thy seed's seed. Saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Praise God. And I'll tell you, we need to get that word down in our heart. Praise God.
Amen.
Isaiah said, this word, praise God, shall not depart out of thy mouth.
Yeah.
And out of the mouth of thy seed, praise God, how long? Forever and forever. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. We need that word more than we need anything. Praise God. Because the word of God, it'll help you. It'll clean you up.
Amen.
It'll straighten you up.
Yes.
And if we'll live by it, it'll take us to heaven one day after a while. And that's what we're striving for. And that's what Jesus died for. Praise God. He said, for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. Praise God. I'm in a covenant that he made. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed. Praise God. We
yes.
need to get that word down, hallelujah, and begin to reach out and believe what the Word of God said. Bible says, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And he said, there they are that testify me. Praise the Lord. But he said, they have not come to me that their sins might be forgiven. Praise the Lord, that they might be saved. But I'll tell you, praise God, we need that word in our hearts and in our life. And he said here, don't let it depart out of thy mouth or out of the mouth of thy seed.
Amen.
Praise God, and thy seed forever and forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you all know and I know how that Jesus is that living word. Because it said in the beginning, praise God, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word would make flesh and dwell among us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But people have drifted away from the Word of God.
Amen.
And friend, I'll tell you, praise God, when you take the Word of God out of the picture, you're really taking out the Spirit of God,
Amen.
The power of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And that's where people sitting without a building and without a move of God. The church,
Amen.
We are living in the end time in the last days. And I'll say it, praise God, we need more of the Word of God preached behind our pulpits in this
yes,
hour and day that we're living. Oh, this is my idea, or this is my opinion about brother, but people don't care what you believe or what I believe, but what does saith the Word of God? Bible says
yes,
heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus said, my word shall not pass away. Praise God, he said, hallelujah, don't let it depart out of you or out of your mouth and out of the mouth of your seed. And thy seed forevermore. Brother, I'll tell you, praise the Lord, somewhere down the road in time, people's let it depart, or in other words, Paul said, they've let it slip out of their hands. Hallelujah. And got away from it. Praise the Lord. But I believe it's time, and it's high time that the Bible said, we wake out of sleep and we get on the armor of God that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Brother, I can have a lot of words and it don't face the devil one bit. You can do say a lot of things and the devil not back up from it. But you begin to speak the word to him and tell him what the Word of God said. Brother, he'll have to back up. You know the devil come to Jesus, hallelujah, and begin to show him the kings of the world, all the beauty of it. Praise the Lord, he told him, he said, all this I'll give you if you'll kneel down and worship me. Praise God, but I tell you, Jesus said, get behind me. For it's time we put down the devil and the works of the flesh and the power of the enemy, and we get a hold of the horns of the altar and the Word of God, and begin to stand up one more time with a voice, hallelujah, crying out to this lost and dying world, there's a better way than living in sin. There's a better life, praise God, sitting on the pew, dead and dried up on God. First, I'm telling you, we need to come alive in Jesus Christ, because he ain't dead. He is alive in the heart of people that will let him come in. in.
Yeah,
but people have got away from it. Hallelujah. Paul said that they will come that have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. And we are in this day. Praise God, he went farther and said, the time's coming. They will not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother, I'll tell you, preacher that's got churches set up, they wrote the new Bible, they changed God's word, they twisted it around. The people today don't know what to believe. But I believe with all of my heart, we need to stay with the truth, hallelujah, which is the inspired word of God. Holy Ghost, men, how full of the power of God, full of the anointing of God, stay as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. People behind the pulpit, they're speaking all right, but my God, there's nothing backing it up. There's no anointing there. Praise God, there's a pattern there. We need to get filled up with the Word of God and the Spirit of Jesus Christ and shake this old world one more time and tell people there's hope, there's deliverance. Praise God in Jesus Christ. And in that word, the He is the Word of God.
Amen.
And come down here and made a way for you and me. So don't let it depart out of your mouth or out of your seat. Come on down through times. Moms and dads, people used to live the Word of God. That's why the Spirit, praise God, if I leave the Word of God, I'm leaving the Spirit, ain't I? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. They may be a spirit tire. Everybody's got a spirit. And friend, I'll tell you, a lot of them, you can't rejoice in the Spirit of the power of God. Praise God, and you're living and walking in sin. If you ain't been born again and you ain't got Jesus, hallelujah, that the Spirit is living in you. But it ain't the Holy Ghost. It's the final forces of the devil. My Lord, I tell you, every better time a nation needs to turn their heart back to God, get born again, praise God, and take on the name that's above every name. Somebody tell me, what is that name? Bible said, Jesus Christ, God highly exalted his son, and he gave him a name that's above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess, what it is, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords, church of deliverance. In the Word of God,
yes,
and in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He said, don't let it depart out of your mouth or out of your seed. Praise the Lord. And out of thy seed forever and forever. May I tell you, we need to get back, praise God, to a move of God. But when people used to preach it, the power of God would come down. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord would fill the house. And people would hunt from an altar. All the power of God was moving. But this is the day and the hour. They will not hear a sound doctrine. But turn away. All that Isaiah said, don't let it depart out of your mouth. What are you preaching about? Brother, the Spirit, the power of God tonight. You can go back to what they in Proverbs, I believe it's chapter 1 and verse 23. He said, behold, I will pour out my Spirit. God, this I'm going to pour out my Spirit. Praise God unto you. I will make known my words. Hallelujah. Unto you. I'm going to pour out my spirit. I'm going to make known my word unto you. That's the reason I said, don't let it depart. Brother, I tell you, I believe the spirit and I believe the power of God will back stand behind that word. I believe the anointing of the Lord or the word of God is going forth. And man believes. The word Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth. Brother, people sugar-coated. They tagged the devil on the back. They've let him come in the house of God. They've let him take the pulpits over. Hallelujah. And they baby him around. But ain't it time, hallelujah, somebody got up and begin to reprove and begin to rebuke and begin to exhort with all on shepherd and doctor. Brother, we need to call sin sin. We need to call the devil the devil. And we need to call the Holy Ghost the Holy Ghost. And there's power in that power of the anointing of God. Hallelujah. He said, I'll pour it out. I'll pour it out in the last days upon all flesh. But brother, we can't waver from the word of God. We got to abide in him. And his word abide in us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, all kind. I wonder what made. Hallelujah. And I know it's the spirit of the devil trying to pull people away from the right ways of God. But he said, don't let it depart out of your mouth. Keep that word in your mind. Keep that word in your heart. Don't live by it. Because I've got to tell you, that killer Jesus said, when you live by it, I'll show you who you like. You're like a wise man that built it upon a rock. Man, people's wavering, they waving this away and that way, carried about with every wind and doctrine. And won't get rooted. Church, we need to get rooted. We get rooted in, preacher, in the word of God. Build upon a solid foundation. Let me tell you, hallelujah, before Jesus comes, we're going to have to be rooted. My Lord, we can't be. Every time a little storm rises, we can't be blown over yonder somewhere into something else. We can't be carried down the road into something else. We need to get established in the word of God and get in a church, hallelujah, that believes the Bible and stands on the word, standing on the promises. All Paul told Timothy when he sent him out there, he said, preach the word, boy. Be into that season, out of season, hallelujah, because the time's coming. They will not endure sound doctrine. Hey, we're in that day right now. Praise God, coming up with new Bibles, new ways, looking for an easier way. Brother, I read in the book, Lord said, the way of a stress pressure. Quit hypocriting on God. Hallelujah. He ain't coming back after a hypocrite church. He ain't coming out of a false church. He's coming back out of one that's saved. Hallelujah. And again, and filled with the Spirit and the power of God. That'll stand against the walls of the devil and not back up or give in to seducing spirits. Hallelujah. People's up and down. Let's get up, hallelujah, and take the word of God, praise the Lord, and press into this thing.
Amen.
We're serving a God that is mighty and able to take care of us, praise God, and to see us through. You know what? Praise God, that early church. Praise the Lord, the persecution was so strong that they could not have stood on their own. Some of them was beat. They was whooped. Praise God, Bartholomew. You look down the history. Praise the Lord, so they flayed him alive. Meaning they skinned him. Hallelujah. But let me tell you what. Praise God, if they was beating the hide off of your back. Praise the Lord. Would you back up a little bit? Brother, I'll tell you, them that died will cry. They will stay with Christ. Them that stand firm, I want you to know, he'll stand for me and you. He'll not allow us to be tempted and cried that we're able to bear. And church, praise God, we need to get that word back in our hearts. Back in our mind, we need to get filled up with the power and anointing of God. People say, Lord, I want to act like that, like them people did, for nothing in the world. Hallelujah. I tell you, God's going to have him a church. He's going to have him a people that's filled and being full. Paul said, don't be drunk with wine. For any sin, people drunk on wine, they drunk and on a doctrine and anything of this world. But praise God, he said, don't be drunk with wine or any excess, but be filled. Be filled. I want you to get that in your mind. Praise God, I want to be filled, don't you? Filled with God's Spirit and God's power. Hallelujah. Them boys haven't been filled. You think they would have stood? No. Hallelujah. But when they come up on them and begin to threaten them and begin to whoop them, it said they'd wax bold and they'd stand. Little Stephen stood and he preached to a bunch of people. Hallelujah. And he told them just what it was. They stiffened their neck. They hardened their heart. Well, now what he told them, he said, you stiff necks, uncircumcised, and hardened in ear. Brother, we got people the same way. They stiffened their neck, they hardened their heart, they rejected God's Spirit, they rejected God's power. Somebody said one time, to another preacher, and the preacher was telling him how the Holy Ghost power of God moved in their congregation. Praise the Lord. And that preacher said, we don't allow that to go on in our church. Hallelujah. I'm afraid that's the way a lot of them gone. They don't allow the Spirit. They don't welcome the Spirit. Not only in their congregation. They don't welcome the Spirit of God in their life and in their heart. But I'm here to tell you, if we don't have the Spirit, we ain't none of His. We're lost without God. We're still dead in our sins. Hallelujah. We're still dead. Praise God. And that's for it. I think a lot of times, my, I ain't being mean. I ain't trying to be no smart in it. But what happened to the anointing of God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That when I was a growing up a boy, I was afraid to go in the church house. Oh, that spirit was so strong. Hallelujah. I know I'd have to get in it all. Praise the Lord, or get out the back door and walk. Brother, I'll tell you now, most of them so quiet, you hear a pin drop. Nobody says, thank you, Jesus. Nobody says, praise you. But yet we've lived all week, and we've done pretty good. We've been able to run here. We've been able to run there. We've been able to do what we want to do. But we forgot about, praise God, who gave us our strength. Where did our strength come from? Where did joy come from? Where does the health come from? Everything that's got bread, David said, praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
There, did he know what he's talking about?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm afraid he did. We're blessed.
Yes, we are.
We're blessed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. said, behold, I'll pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Praise God. And then I'm going to jump on down here and some more scriptures. St. John 14:16-17. Praise the Lord Jesus. Went back, sat down at the right hand of the Father of power. Praise the Lord. Make an intercession for you and me. Sorrow filled their hearts because he is about to leave them. But he told them, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, said I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I ain't going to leave you down here alone or be yourself. But I'm going to send you another comforter. It comes for everybody. Praise the Lord. Then St. John 14:16. And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Amen.
Another comforter.
Yes.
That he may abide with you. Boy, did I tell you, I praise God for what I feel.
Amen.
I praise God for churches.
Thank you, Lord.
That's full of the Spirit. Full
Amen.
Of the power of God.
Amen.
That ain't afraid or ain't ashamed to raise their hands.
Yes,
that's got enough of Jesus in, enough of God in them that they want to praise him.
Amen.
Let me say this with all the love in my heart. I know you lived in sin all week. You've committed sin and you've committed fornication and adultery. You're cheating and lying. You can't worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because there's something got you bound down.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But I'll tell you, if you're bound tonight and you're in the house of God and you can't praise the Lord, you need to get delivered, don't you?
Amen.
We need to get set free and welcome Jesus in, because where the Spirit of the Lord is not thy liberty. He'll give you joy.
Lord.
Unspeakable, the writer said. And we're full of joy.
Amen.
I pray to my Father, and he'll send you another comforter. Praise the Lord. I'm afraid a lot of people need to go back down to the well of salvation.
Come on.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus told a little woman, if you drink of this water, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I'll give you, you won't thirst no more.
Amen.
You won't have to come down here and draw. Because it'll be easy, a well of water bring it up in the everlasting life. Talking about the Spirit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. But he said another comforter, and he'll abide with you. How long? Forever.
Amen.
Even the Spirit of truth.
Yes.
It's the Spirit of truth. When you get out of the book, you get out of the Word of God, you'll leave in truth.
Amen.
What is truth? The Word of God, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you're climbing up some other way, you're a thief.
Amen.
And you're a robber.
Come on.
Way but one way. Jesus Christ said, I am the way.
Amen.
And when we get born again, get Jesus in our heart, we get the Spirit of Christ in us.
Amen.
And you can keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Lord.
Welcome in him. Praise the Lord. Cross has made people cold. Hallelujah. Amen. When you reject God's word, and when we don't open up our hearts and we welcome him to come in, And people may not get up and say, I don't want him away with you. But we sat there, people's rebellious against the Spirit, and people's rejecting him.
Amen.
Truth.
With their mouth, they may confess him.
Thank you, Jesus.
But in works, he said they deny.
Amen.
But let me tell you, when we lift up that mighty name, praise God and praise him for what he's done.
Yeah.
I praise him tonight for reaching down, sis.
Amen.
I said it before, you could say it. And a lot of our buddies and friends went out of here lost and undone without God.
Amen.
Praise God. Some of them said something about Gail Miller preaching out Glory Bound the other night. And he mentioned about the preachers that come out of Mount Vernon School. They come down through several of them. Forgot how many that they said had come out. He said, come out of Mount Vernon. But then you look around at the ones that didn't come out, died, and died in sin. Church, I'll tell you, I've got something to praise him about.
Yes, amen.
You got wherever you were at, and the Lord spied you and saved you.
Yes.
You got something to shout about.
Yes, Lord.
And when we glorify him and praise and honor him, he said, I'll draw all men unto me.
Yes.
Praise God and thank God.
Praise
the Lord. That word will build you up.
Amen.
Continue in the faith.
Praise
God. Continue in the Word.
Thank you.
And I know when you get in the Word of God, you begin to preach it line on line. It gets quiet.
Yes.
But the Bible said rejoice in the truth.
Amen.
And not in iniquity.
Thank you.
If I'm preaching the Word to you, we believe the truth, don't we?
Amen.
And when I'm preaching the truth, we need to rejoice in the truth.
Amen.
And he said, don't rejoice in iniquity. For even the spirit of truth, hallelujah, whom the world cannot receive. Praise the Lord.
The world don't want him.
Who the world cannot receive.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Because it seeth him not. See, people that can't praise him, you know what? They ain't really seen him.
Amen.
They ain't really got, they may have had a change of mind. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
but that people ain't really seen him and felt him, and he abides in them.
Yes.
Everything has got bread. Oh, to praise the Lord. All through the Bible, as he healed people and delivered people, and set free.
Glory.
They followed him. Praise God. Crying. They set him on a little donkey one time. Spread their garments on him. Cut down palm leaves.
Thank
spread
you.
Them in the way. And as they led him away on that donkey, a crowd followed after him. Praise God. It believed on him. And accepted him. A crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
And he stiff necked, uncircumcised, spoke to me, church people, bid them to be quiet and hold their peace. They didn't want to hear them.
Come on.
But what did Jesus say about it? He said, if these hold their peace, the stones will cry out. You reckon that stone crying out because me and you won't?
Come on, brother.
Well, they know you can't praise him enough.
Amen.
You can't thank him enough.
Amen. Thank you.
I believe he wants somebody to praise him out loud.
Yes.
That's what they were to do. He wanted to hear them.
Praise
he said, I wish you'd be quiet, in other words. Hold your peace.
Yes.
He told him, if you hold your peace, storm will cry out. Brother,
that's
I tell
right.
you, they went down the streets and shouting. Sure, they were whooping them. Yeah, they was killing them. But they still, even Stephen got to come back to him. Praise the Lord. When the storm was falling on him, don't you know, if he felt them stones, and he did, Jesus had to take the pain away. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But in his dying hour, he had enough of Jesus in him.
Yes.
He had enough of the Spirit. He looked up steadfast into heaven and said, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. They
right.
don't know. Hallelujah. Let out the sin. It's almost the same words Jesus did. He said, Father, forgive them. But hallelujah. Thank God we got a Savior.
Amen.
We can go to.
Yes.
When we're in need and we're in trouble, our children
right.
is dying in sin.
Amen.
Well, I believe if we lift him up loud enough and high enough, the Spirit anointed of God will begin to draw them in.
Yes.
Amen.
They might be saved.
The Lord.
If I'll be lifted up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus said, I'll draw all men unto me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're blessed to know him.
Great. Amen.
Even the Spirit of truth in the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him. But you know him. Do you know him tonight?
Praise
the
Lord.
Do we really know him?
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, brother.
Have we really accepted Jesus Christ into our heart?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Do you know him? For he dwells with you and shall be in you. If you know him,
Amen.
He dwells with you.
Yes.
He lives in you.
Amen.
Praise
right.
God. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Lord, going on. John 7, St. John 7, 38. 39. He that believeth on him, as the scriptures have said, I want you to listen to this. He that believeth on him, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly.
Yes.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Do we believe on him? Do we believe what the scriptures have said?
Thank you.
It
on,
says
brother.
Man believe from the heart and he confesses with the mouth.
Yes.
It ain't just testifying.
Amen.
It's in spiritual worship and praises.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Glory and honor.
Yes.
And the only way you can really worship him is it's in the spirit. And in the truth.
Yes.
Amen.
If you're
yes.
sitting there, excuse me, dried up on God,
Amen.
Won't give no praise, no glory. I mean, sitting in silence.
Come on.
Are you really worshiping him? Ask yourself. Don't ask me. I don't ask myself.
Amen.
Am I really worshiping you?
Thank you, Lord.
Sure, I get tired. I get down. Sometimes I'm dragging. And sometimes I sit there. Don't move.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I don't feel anything. But I've got to start believing.
Yes.
I know I'm saved. You know you're saved.
Come on.
But then you start raising your hand a little bit. Or just whisper.
There you go.
Lord, I thank you because you woke me up this morning.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I praise you, Lord, because I know I don't feel good, but I know I'm saved.
Yes.
And I know you're my healer. And I know I'm going to die alone. I'm going to get a new body.
Praise
I'm
yes,
going to meet the loved ones and live in heaven with them forever and forevermore.
Amen.
And if that don't stir your spirit, praise God, you might not have it.
Amen.
That's right.
Because without the Spirit, we're none of His.
Amen.
Glory.
But if we believe from the heart, and what do we got to do then? Disbelieve and never say nothing about it? No. He that believeth on me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But
right.
Really went out to that mount, praise the Lord, and sorrow filled their hearts. And he said, it's expediently for you that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Spirit will come.
Amen.
But he went away and he prayed. Sent the Holy Ghost back.
Yes.
It come on the morning of Pentecost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who'd it fall on? Fall on the believers.
Yes.
Them that believe. It didn't fall on the doubters.
Amen. Come on.
It didn't fall on the sinners. It fell on the believers.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, because you believe from the heart and you confess with the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. He'll come down again on the believers. When we begin to fast Jesus.
Yes.
And he's Lord and King, Savior,
yes.
Healer, and Deliverer.
Yes.
Whatever your need is, and my need is, Jesus is the one that can take care of
it.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
I tell you, doctors are busy. And doctors may shorten your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
But Jesus said, I come that you could have life. Have it more abundantly. Praise God. Going on. St. John 16 and 13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will do what? He'll guide you. I preach all night on that. The Spirit of God will not lead you ask yonder in the world.
Come on.
Spirit of God won't lead you into sin.
Amen.
That's
Spirit
right.
Spirit of God will lead you into holiness.
Amen.
Pureness. Cleanness.
Yeah.
Praise God, these little hypocrite preachers running around with their little short-legged breeches on. Golden chain hanging around their neck, their shirt unbuttoned, down about their navel, hollering, I'm the Holy Ghost, I down in their sins. Praise God, when you get right with God, he'll not only save your soul,
amen.
He'll clothe you, he'll put you in your right mind.
Amen.
Got quiet, didn't it?
Praise the Lord.
I tell you, that every time your mouth flies open, there won't be filth coming out of it, blackguardish words and ungodly words. You'll be godly. You'll be Christ-like.
Yeah.
Then the word say that is first called Christians at Antioch.
Yeah.
How come it's called Christians? Because it's Christ-like.
Amen.
Church, I love you. Praise the Lord, but it's left up to me to tell you the truth. Can you back it up, preacher? Yeah, the man that was full of the devil, possessed with the devils, was naked, hiding out in the tomb, lost and undone without God, cut himself, praise God, lived after. But when Jesus come into his heart and life, cast them spirits out of him, and when the people come running, and when they found him, what did the word say? He was clothed and in his right mind.
Correct.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That all right? Clothed and in his right mind. Little colored lady said one time, he'll give you a new right mind.
Amen.
That's right.
He will.
He will.
He'll fill you with his spirit, his power, his anointing. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's coming back. He's coming back after a Holy Ghost-filled church. He's coming back out of a church that's on fire.
Amen.
I'm going to go a little further, a little deeper than that. And he's coming back out of a church that's living right.
Amen.
It's walking right. One that's living according to this book right here.
Amen.
Living by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Tell you, got to say it again. Said the Holy Ghost is give to them that obey. And the reason people can't get it is too much of myself.
Amen.
Too much of you.
Come on.
We got to get crucified.
Amen.
We got to crucify this will.
Amen.
Desires of this flesh.
Come on.
Praise God. Because them that's living in the flesh, they cannot please God.
Amen.
This thing is envy against God. Contrary.
Yes.
And even Paul asked them, how can you continue in sin? If you be risen with Christ, you be saved. How? Can you live any longer in sin?
That's right.
Praise God. We changed. We ain't that same old man. That old man's dead.
Amen.
He's gone.
Yeah.
But if that old man keeps jumping up, hallelujah, we ain't got him killed out.
Amen.
But we won't let him die.
Come on.
I tell you, it's time. Praise God. I've got to come on down here a little. Howbeit the Spirit of truth is come, he'll guide you. He'll let you know.
Yes.
See, the Bible said we're on a highway, and a highway of holiness.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm going to see an outpouring of God's Spirit. I'm going to see some men and women in the church.
Yes.
Praise God, because friend, I hate to say it, but I'm afraid the time's coming when we can't run to a doctor.
Amen.
We can't go to a hospital.
Amen.
We can't do all the things that we've been used to do.
Come on.
They want to know if you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, I ain't got no use for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come.
But we got a God.
Yes.
Jesus said, if you're abiding in me, my word abides in you. Well, I believe them boys, and I know people says them apostles didn't know what they're talking about. Peter didn't know what he was talking about. Peter cursed and denied the Lord. He did. He was still under the law. He hadn't been born again. He didn't have the Spirit of God in him. But brother, after he got filled with the Holy Ghost, he was able to stand. Because the Bible said, after the Holy Ghost has come on you, you shall receive power, didn't it?
That's
right. Praise God, you stand against the laws of the devil.
Amen.
Praise God, and you can overcome. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
I believe the Lord's getting his church together. I believe he's calling the people out of the people, saying, come, take up the cross and follow me. Hallelujah. Well, you can go on and on and on. He does, brothers, he's got to come on here.
Thank
Praise
you.
God. But we're blessed to know Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to go on. The book of Romans here, 8. He said, 8 and verse 26. 27, hallelujah. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, Praise God, for we know not what we shall pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession.
Amen.
For us with groans which cannot be uttered. You back up the little John, 1 John 2:27, and this is what it said. But the anointing, talking about the anointing of God, the Spirit of God, but the anointing which you have received of him abides in you.
Yes.
And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie.
Amen.
And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
Thank you, Jesus.
As it teaches you.
Yes.
As it leads you and guides you into all truth and righteousness and godliness. Because the Bible said the grace of God had appeared unto all men.
Yes.
Praise God. It's teaching us. Denying ungodly and worldly lust. That we got to do what? And be sober and righteous and godly in this present world.
Yes, amen.
Lord, it's time to tighten up.
Amen.
It's time people got back in to sound doctrine. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Yes, amen.
I know. He said they're going to come scoffers in the last days. They're going to be false prophets and false teachers.
Amen.
Rise up in the last days, denying the very word of God. Praise God. Deceivers, deceiving, and people being deceived.
Amen.
Trying to preach to you. But Jesus said, or Paul did, Jesus said they'll come in sheep clothes.
Amen.
But within they're ravening wolves.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Paul said, though an angel would come from heaven, preach unto you any other gospel or any other doctrine, don't bid him Godspeed. Don't be a partaker of his evil deeds. Because them that bid him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Brother, the time's coming when people's going to have to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Paul and them would rebuke. The devil, they know them devils.
Amen.
That was working in men and women. And they was working in men and women. Followed Paul and Silas. And praise God, bringing their masters much gain. But Paul got tired of it.
Amen.
Turned and rebuked them spirits. Church, Jesus didn't give us the spirit of fear.
Amen.
But of power.
Yes.
And of love. And of a sound mind.
Yes.
Let's pray. Let's get in the word of God and believe on him.
Yes.
Believe what the scriptures. You might have more understanding than me.
Thank you.
But if you have, let's get in the walking. As the Lord opens it up, and I pray every day, God, give me wisdom, give me knowledge, give me understanding.
Amen.
Lord, don't let me get up there and beat on what I think or what I say.
Amen.
It ain't what I said. It's what said the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I've got to get it right.
Amen.
We've all got to get it right.
Amen.
Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Oh, my neighbor don't like this. I'm sorry.
Amen.
If your friends don't like it, pray for them. But we've got to take this and eat it up.
Amen.
Bite it to our life. I thank God for all of our preachers. I thank God for all of our churches. But let's get back on fire for God. As I said, and I know you say he beats it in the ground. He wires it out.
Thank you.
You tell me, what when you was growing up, are you getting on older and on up in the years? What kind of church did you go to? One is on fire for God, with people shouting and rejoicing. Hallelujah. Was people running to the altars. I know we're in a falling away time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we're Christians. We got to be built up in the most holy faith.
Yes.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourself unspotted from the world.
Yes.
I love
Amen.
You. Appreciate you. All of our listeners, pray first. Praise God it will ever be what the Lord would have us to be. Brother
Amen.
Ben gets ready to come back. Praise God and these other brothers. Pray for them coming on different places. Our brother in Alabama. Praise God down in Georgia. So just pray one for another. May the Lord richly bless you.
Thank
is
you.
Our prayer, Brother Tim. Praise God.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Do you know how it feels? To know something's missing, and you're a still small voice that you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside? The thing just for you all across the one died. Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender? Have your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And oh, that is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your hand on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melted and tears started flowing the moment you felt it? Do you know how it feels to know you've been changed? And it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels? Wherever you roam, you still get a feeling that you're not at home, knowing heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King? Your heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? And you lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how you feel? Very good to know how it feels.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah! Praise God.
205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
All right, Sister Betty. It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama. And it is
mm-hmm.
good to know what it feels like to be a child of God. Glory to God.
No sweat.
I thought about...
Go ahead and obey the Lord.
I was thinking how good it is if you can lay your head on your pillow each night and know that everything with your soul is all right with God. And that you're a child of the King, the creator of all there is. And then wonder why they go to church and can't praise Him. Glory to God. It's got to be something in their life that they're not getting rid of if they don't understand what it feels like. Know that they have a God that loved them enough that sent His Son to die for us. And through faith, just believing in Him, that we might be saved. Glory to God. If they don't know how that feels, it's because of that verse that you read to start with. Glory to God. out of 1 Corinthians. And it says this: you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup
That's
of
right.
God. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. You will never go into God, know how it feels. If you're still trying to partake of all this junk in this world, you ain't laid it aside to get a hold of Jesus, then you've never been born again. And glory to God. And I'm going to tell you something.
That's it. Come on.
Talking about people in the churches and things. All my life has come up in the church, and used to they give altar call about everybody to go. They all wanted to go and just pray and talk to God. Make sure they right. Make sure they was living holy for it. And now you start to give the altar call, and you look at the back door, and it's open two or three leaving. They don't want to stay for the altar call.
Yes, that's right, brother.
They got
go ahead.
They don't want to let go of. That's exactly why. They got something in their life that's come between them and God, and they don't want to get in that altar because they're getting
glory
to God. You know to let the Holy Ghost move in the church and the people getting happy, getting up, getting in the spirit, and you listen to that back door shut, some of them will leave. They can't stay in the fire, glory to God, because it goes to burn their sins. That's exactly what's going on. We're living in a time, folks, you've got to check yourself. Whether you're in sin or out of sin, you can't go and hold hands with the devil and claim to get a hold of God at the same time. It can't do it. It'll pull you apart. You can't serve two masters. Glory to God. I know about what it said over in Romans, about the 6th chapter. The first verse says this: what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? That's just how stupid some people are. They claim, well, once under grace, you always under grace. Yes, you are. If you stay under grace, I'm glory to God. He even told you in Romans there that there ain't nothing here now or nothing that will be or nothing that was and all that will ever separate you from the love of God. The only thing it doesn't mention is you. You can separate yourself. You keep dabbing in sin and go to church and expect to get in the spirit and get up and wave your arms and act holy. And then all of a sudden the spirit falls on people and you get trying to ease out the door because you ain't got the real goods. You ain't got what it takes. There's something in your life that needs thrown away. Something that needs put under the blood of glory to God. And people they claim to be all the time. Praise God. It's just like he said, these preachers in the churches preach it every which way. Their version, their ideas, all this. I want to go by what the Bible says. Glory to God.
Amen.
First thing he said when he asked me, he said, God forbid. God forbids you to live in sin that his grace may abound by taking away more and more sin.
Yeah.
When you get grace, that's supposed to have took what? Glory to God. It says it forgive you the sins of your past, not the future. You got to live without sin. You got to live for God. You got to live in the spirit and not walk to this sinful flesh, but you got to live in the spirit of God. And people today act like they're so afraid of the spirit, it goes to moving, and they get to hunting someplace to go. Praise God. Why? Because there's something wrong. Ain't something wrong. Ain't something hid. Ain't something everybody else don't know. Only God knows, and he's convicting them. He's driving them nuts. They want the spirit, but they're scared of it, and they run because that spirit knows all about it. That's exactly what's going on. Praise God. We got a conscience. We know we can't lie to God. He knows everything. And they get in the church, and the spirit comes down, and they leave out. Because they don't know their spirit's going to find them out. That's what they're running from. You ain't fooled nobody. You sure ain't fooled God. And I'm telling you what, if you got a spirit-filled preacher, you ain't fooled him either. You ain't fooling nobody.
Come on.
That's in there with the spirit of God. People tell on you. Glory to God. You will be found out. It said the things you do in secret will be shouted from the rooftops. Glory to God.
Yeah.
You see, we ain't got nothing hid. If we're living in sin, God knows it. And I'm telling you what, you know it if you're living in sin and trying to make out like you've got God. Don't lie on the Father. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
He said, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I was crucified with Christ. When I asked him to come in my life, he crucified the flesh. I'm supposed to have went down in baptism and died and was buried and risen up a brand new creature. Glory to God. A brand new creature ain't molding to the same things it used to be. There's a different lifestyle. There's a different mindset. There's a different heart within you. If you've really come to God, if you've really given up, if you've really let go, if you really said, Lord, lead me, guide me, teach me, be inside me, carry me through this world that I don't get dirty again. I know you give me a bath of the sweet Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus and took that all away. God, keep me from it again. But no, today they got preachers that preach, God loves you just the way you are.
Come on, brother. Come on.
Lie. It comes straight from hell, and that preacher ain't no man of God. He's up telling lies on God. God loves you enough to send his son to die that you might be born again and changed into a brand new creature. We're creatures of sin, a glory to God. We come into the glory of God. We're not born into it unless we're born into him. And glory to God. And keep us thinking, if I'll just go to church, get in the altar one time, everything will be all right. Because the grace of God will take care of everything. Glory to God, you fooling yourself. You making God out a liar. He said you'd be a brand new creature. Why you don't go do the old things again? Why are you a secret drinker or a secret pill taker or a secret chicken cheating on your wife or your husband? Why is all that going on if you're serving God? If you're serving God, you'd ask, Lord, what can I do to glorify your name, the one that took my sins away, the one that put his spirit within me? I want to serve you. I want to go tell people about you. I want to be an example to my children, my grandchildren. Glory to God, my community, my world that I live in. I want to be an example of Jesus Christ, not of James Miles. He never was worth nothing. I can guarantee you that. Folks, I wasn't worth a penny. I come to Jesus Christ, and I have a mansion laid up for me, a treasure beyond compare. Glory to God. And just getting in the gate will really be enough for me, because I know Jesus will be there.
Yeah.
And glory to God, that's what I'm striving for. But this goes on. And it said, this right here, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. We died. That old man died. And I tell you that in Colossians also. Glory to God. So therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Glory to God. There ain't nothing new about you if you're still doing the same old things. You can go to church all you want to and be living with somebody not married, and you ain't getting nothing out of that church. All you're getting is holding hands with the devil. You're not going to eat at God's table because he's not going to feed you long as you're out in sin. And I got a little news for you. My Bible said that God don't hear a sinner's prayers, so you can go to church and pray and pray and pray until you get out of the sin and into Christ. You ain't getting through to God. Your prayers ain't going nowhere. You've got to be born again. He said, my ears are attentive under the cries of who? The righteous. The ones that live for God. The ones that walk for him and want him as their savior. They go through this life of trying to serve him and not something else. That's who he's after. That's who he's helping. Glory to God. He's always there when I need him, praise God. Yeah, but he's not always there if you're still living in sin. And says this, glory to God, said, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. You see, when we come up out of that water, we come up new, brand new. And glory to God. I mean, think about this. It tells us over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, believe, verse 17, them that's been baptized into Christ are a brand new creature. All old things have passed away. Then why are you still a hold of them? Why are you still toting them in the church now? Why are you letting that keep you from the Spirit? Why are you walking out of the church? Instead of running to the altar, you run back out when they give the altar call. Why is it when the Spirit goes through this, You try to find a place to hide, because that's what they do. Every church I've been to, always some, you give the altar call and they think that's time to go on. That's time.
Amen.
And if you ain't got nothing to pray for me. I need you. Go up that altar and pray.
Hallelujah.
Let him tell you whether you're right or wrong. Let him tell you whether you feel right when you lay down at night, whether you know you got a true salvation, or whether you're deceiving yourself and still got a hold of that devil's hand. He's leading you around. You don't even understand. He said that highway of holiness we're supposed to walk on, it talks about Isaiah. It said, glory to God, that there won't no ravenous beast get up on that highway. If we walk up there, but you're holding hands with the devil, you're holding hands with a roaring lion, walking about seeking to be made about you and beating your soul. Every day that you dabble in sin, he's eating another bite of your soul. And eventually he'll swallow you. Glory to God. We're not bigger than he didn't want you to seek us away from God. That's what it is. He said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. People, if you still find yourself with sin gobbling up your life and taking you from the will of God and keeping you from getting in the Spirit, not feeling the Holy Ghost, you're not a child of God, because he said, without the Spirit of Christ, you're not.
Yes,
you don't know
Hallelujah.
Him. You may claim to know him, but you don't know him. If you knew him, you won't live up to his standards. You want the Word of God being living in your life. Glory to God. I didn't say it was easy sometimes. Sometimes it's hard. People will come against you. Sometimes you get angry, but you just go to praying. I guarantee you can take care of it that way. Go to praying for them. Lord, bless them. Lord, change their hearts, change their mind. And it's a whole lot better than getting in a fuss with them. I learned that too. People used to come against me in the plants because I'd want to pray for them. I'd want to tell them about Jesus. They'd get mad at me, tell me off. And I'd get to praying for them.
Thank you, Lord.
Off.
Thank you, Jesus.
They'd come back around and want to talk to me. Want to hear a little bit more about Jesus. Glory. You can't keep them wanting him once you've felt him. Once he's really come in your life, I'm telling you what, you don't want to go back out there. That's a cold and a dark and dying world. But if he lives inside you, his life and life so much more abundant. Glory to God. That joyful feeling of knowing that when you wake up in the morning and go to praising God, lifting your hands and thanking him before you ever get out of the bed, waking me up. Let me see this day. Lord, guide me through it. Let me live it according to your word. Lord, show me and teach me. Open the scriptures up to me, Lord. Because if I don't know what I'm doing, God, I might fail you someday. Glory to God. That's how a Christian prays. He prays that, don't let me let you down today, Lord. I don't want to let God down. He never let one of us down. You ever thought of that? He's never let one of us down. And this is what it says over here. In 1 John, about the 3rd chapter, it says this in verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen, neither known him. I ain't lying to you, folks. I didn't make the word up. When I was telling you, you don't know God, you do not know him if you're still in sin, I'm telling you what the word of God says. I just read it to you. Whosoever seen it, you've never seen him. You've never known him.
Come on.
You're in sin because of your something right up here that's been twisted wrong. The devil's got a hold of your mind. He's got a hold of your heart.
Yeah,
and you think that one thing that you're doing is so important you can't let go of that to get hold of God. So you've never known God. If you had, you'd change your heart right now. He said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin, now I'm going to read it right to you out of the Bible. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning.
Yeah.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Come on.
Jesus didn't come down for one reason. As to save us from us. And the stupid choices we made, letting Satan lead us into things we had no business going into to start with. But he sent Jesus Christ down because of his great love for us, that he might win us back through his marvelous shed. We got so much to be thankful for that he's done for us, and he's still doing for us, and he's put his spirit within us to guide us and teach us and carry us through every storm of this world that comes our way. Praise God. But can you imagine if you're one of these people, they've come to the altar and they've prayed, and they think they got it all under the blood, and then they're living with somebody in their house, they ain't even married. Or they're a secret drinker. They slip around and get their stuff and bring it in their house and hide it out, take it out and drink it when ain't nobody around. And they think they're getting by with stuff. You ain't got by with a thing. I guarantee you, it's all known. Glory to God. It said when we stand before the throne that their books would be open. But one of them is the one your life's writing right now. And what are you writing down? What are you going to read? What are you going to judge by? Praise God. It ain't going to be how you got down and prayed one time at the altar. It's going to be the ones that make it in. It's the ones that come and prayed and give their life to Jesus and turn their hearts around and started living for him and put the word inside. Glory to God. It'd be in their mouth, in their heart, and in their lives. That's the one that's going to make it. People deceiving themselves today so bad. And I think a lot of it has to do with these new Bibles that they wrote that takes a lot of the stuff out we need to live by. And I believe we need to get back. The old King James Version, don't lie. It tells us just like it is. The only Bible that used to have Holy Bible wrote on it was the King James Version. You remember that? And glory to God, every house had one.
Yes, hallelujah.
Every house you see had a King James Bible in it. Today, you ain't going to tell them what you'll find. They got, what, 20, 30 different versions, more than that, baby, of this same word, and none of them are the same. None of them say the same thing. I want something that's trusted, something that's true, something I can lean on, something I can get my understanding of God out of. And here's what this goes on and says. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. And that's what God come to take away. And it says this in verse 9. Whosoever is really born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. He that's born of God, man, woman, boy, or girl, hallelujah, God, you cease from sin. That's when you come out of sin, out of the darkness, into the light of God. That's when the Spirit of God starts taking over your decision-making, your walks. He said the steps of a righteous man are directed by the Lord. Glory to God. Think about that. He won't let you put your foot in the wrong place if you've got the Spirit. But these people are doing without the Spirit to where they can have these things out here. And these things out here, the Bible said they all going to burn up anyway. He said this world is in judgment. But when it comes in judgment, it's going to be fire this time. Ain't going to be no flood. Ain't going to wash the dirt away. It's going to burn it away, folks. And I'm telling you, that day's coming quick. I believe just like he said, we're in the last days. We're in the end times. We're at a time right now where if people don't get ready and start making up their mind to serve God with all they've got, they're going to miss the boat. We ain't this
Lord.
I'm going to say it this way. I can't just go and do what I want to do for God. I got to go and do what God says to do for God.
Yes.
I can't just get the Bible, open it up, and preach what I want, but I've got to preach what God says. But if I preach it, the Bible also says that them that preach the gospel must live by the gospel. It's got to be the guide in my life. It's got to be what I fall back on when I can't figure stuff out. I fall back on the Word of God because it will teach you. It'll show you, the Holy Ghost will bring it to your remembrance, what you've read, and it'll fall right in line. And we will too, if we live to the Spirit and not the flesh. There's too many of us, the flesh takes over, and we forget about the Spirit. People, we got to get the Spirit takes over where we can forget about the flesh. Crucify that, that I might serve you better.
Yeah.
Crucify this each day, Lord, that I might walk upright before you. Let this flesh be crucified. and let the mind of Christ be within me. Let the Spirit of God guide me, teach me, carry me through this old world. I don't want to be part of this world. I just want to be in it and not be part of it. I want to be all the way for Jesus. What about you today? You out there? And I might have preached something that reminded you of you. Hey, something in your life that you never let go of. Hey, something in your life that was just hard to get rid of.
But come on, brother.
All that stuff's supposed to be gone. When you come to the Lord and ask him to shed his blood upon you and wash you clean and to forgive your sins and to bring you into grace, in glory to God, you've got to let go of everything. Until you do, your hands too full to get a hold of God. I'm telling you. I know from experience. I've been there and thought I'd done everything just right. And come to find out I wasn't right yet. And I had to come back.
Yes.
And sometimes we need to go back to the beginning. The Bible says do your first works over. You need to get down and ask for forgiveness again. Because still dabbling in this world sin out there, he said you're an enemy
come
to God.
On.
That's the word of God.
Yeah.
So if you're doing that, right now it's time for you to repent. Cry out and say, Lord, please forgive me. I thought I was doing things right, God, but I realize I've never let go of this or that or this over here or my lust for this or my lust for that. And I want it gone, Lord. I want you. I want your forgiveness. I want your salvation. I want to be born again into you.
Yeah.
That this part here might die out because it ain't brought me nothing but grief. I've made so many mistakes in my life, but coming to Jesus was not one of them, folks. Coming to Jesus is when the mistake stopped, and I started walking a little narrow road that led home. And one day, I'm going to be home. My wife went on before me. She's already there. And I know when I get there, I can imagine what her mother was just a sweet, sweet something. She loved me to death. And I can imagine what her mama was going, what took you so long? I'd be just like her when I see her. But you know, when I get there, they ain't none of them going to think it's been too long. Because we got eternity.
Oh, God, yes.
Where are you going to spend your eternity? Where do you plan on living throughout forever? Because if you're not living right with God now, don't think you're still going to get in that gate. You ever seen one of them plays, heaven or hell, when the angel stands up there and opens up the book, he goes down, you tell him your name, shakes his head, tells your name ain't in there, you got to go here, down to that
come
lake.
On.
You got to go there.
Hallelujah.
You're sitting there crying and saying, look again, it's got to be there. I know I got saved. Chapter 7 in Matthew said, then he's going to, they're going to say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do all this stuff in your name?
Yeah.
And he goes, I never knew you. You know, I brought you to my table, but you kept wanting to get something off the devil's table, take a bite of it too. And you can't come in my kingdom.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You can only worship Jesus. If you worship Jesus and the Father, you can go home. But if you want to dabble in this world, you've dirtied yourself up all over again.
Come on.
You're not going to make it. Friend, I say this, and I know people say, you're just too hard. You're just too rough. You say it rough. Well, it may be rough, but that's what the Word of God says. And if this says in here, let God be the truth. And let every man be a liar. Every man. Because I'm telling you what the Word of God says. And I'm telling you this. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you to start with. But I do love you. And I don't want to see nobody miss out on the kingdom of God because they got something stupid down here they can't let go of. Get your hands free that you might reach out to Jesus tonight. Ask him to come in your life. Be your Savior from this day forward. And change. Really be born again. Really receive his Spirit. Because without his Spirit, you ain't known him, you ain't seen him, you're none of his. But with his Spirit, you'll be able to stand. And it won't be no hard thing to do. Because I was a drunk. I was about a dope addict.
Praise God.
Up here on this hill. I ain't never wanted either one of them again. I ain't wanted to be in the world no more. I'm not being going to church and stuff, but that was about all I wanted to do. I wanted more of what I got that day in these woods. I still want more.
Man.
I ain't got it all yet. I'm still seeking. I'm still finding. I'm still receiving because His mercy and grace is
Thank you, Lord.
As long as you stay in it. As long as we stay in the grace of God, the hand of God will be with us forever. But when you step out, he didn't say it in vain in Revelation when he's talking to seven churches. Repent, lest I blot your name out of the Lamb's book of life. When it's taken out, I don't believe it'd be perfected. I believe he went too far when he's let you go and let Satan go. So repent tonight. We all love you. And if you get saved or you turn your life back to Jesus, let us know.
Yes.
On Reaching the World of Christ. Put it to comments. Get in there and leave us a message. Because we want to know that we've gained another soul for the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
And it's not for our glory, but it's for God's glory. I love all of you. Till I get to come again, just bet him to turn it back to you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
We're going to get Tim to come around, sing a couple more songs, and see if our pastor has anything else to add to it. Praise the Lord. Just bear with Tim. He's trying to get it up there.
Willie, time is filled with brief transition.
Yeah.
And hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. You just hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. And hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand.
I guess I'll say this right here. Pastor likes this song. I'll draw no fear from Jesus.
Yeah.
I will draw my strength from Jesus as I lay upon this bridge. I will take my comfort from Him. I will find in Him sweet rest. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ.
Okay, well, they want me to sing again. I didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
They're, they're wanting to hear "We All Need a Savior." Oh, I've been singing out in lock.
And always they
for the tide is turned and you feel your back is against the wall. You're still searching for something that keeps eluding you. The answer is Jesus. He'll get it all to you. We all need a Savior, and there's only one. She's down from heaven. Jesus Christ, God's Son. He paid our sins and bought our freedom. We all need a Savior, and there's only one.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for all them beautiful songs.
Man.
Praise the Lord. God for his love, his mercy. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for everyone that's gathered, everyone that tuned in and been listening. We just appreciate you and thank the Lord for you.
Amen.
Tonight, all the good singing, our other brother there that come on, and word of God that he preached. And we're going to join with you before we go off in a word of prayer. Praise God and pray for your needs out there, your people that's sick and needs a Savior. Praise God, because we all realize and know it. They're the only one. And if you ain't got Jesus in your heart and in your life, well, you need Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God, because without him, we'll never make it in.
Right.
Bible
right.
said, he that has the Son, they have life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. But praise God, friends, he come and died that we could all live, and we could live with him forever and forevermore.
Amen.
Praise God. And because we love you, we tell you the truth. Praise God, because we all know that the Word of God is true. And we want to join with you, and you just join in with us. If you have a need, you lay your hands on yourself or anybody around and about you. And we're going to believe God as we agree together here tonight that he'll come down and he'll touch you and he'll save you, because it ain't his will that none perish.
Amen.
But all
Amen.
Would come to repentance. And yes. he said it's his will that we prosper, we be in health, and we be in strength as our soul would prosper, that we might lift him up to this lost and a dying world. But you pray,
yeah.
you reach out to God, and just let the Lord come down, and you know what your needs is. Praise God, as we pray and we believe the Lord together tonight, that God would touch and move in your family, in your home, and your friends and loved ones. Let us all pray. Lord Jesus, we come, God, again tonight, Lord. We call upon your great and mighty name, Jesus, tonight. We know that your ears is open unto the prayers of your people, God. You said the righteous Christ, the Lord heareth, and he delivers us out of all of our trouble, God, tonight, Lord. We pray for each one that's out there, Lord, tonight, that's had need. Lord, if they need a Savior, Jesus, we just pray, Lord, that they'll ask you, God, and you'll come in to their heart and life, and you'll forgive them, Lord, of their sins, God, and you'll come in, Lord, and you'll take your bow down inside of them. You'll live in them, God, and they'll abide in you, your word. Lord, we pray, God, tonight, Jesus, and we believe you, Lord, for the needs, for the healing of the bodies, them that's in the hospital. Praise God, the brother was in a wreck, and other people, Lord, Brother Johnny Vandergrift, Lord, the doctor say, dying with cancer a couple of days, but we know, Lord, that you are the great physician. You're the Lord our God that healeth thee, Lord. We pray, God, the prayer of faith. We believe, Jesus, and we call on you. Lord, whatever the need is that people's got their hands laid on their self or on their loved one and their friends, God. Lord, we pray tonight, Jesus, that you'd visit them, God, as we pray right now. Lord, you're healing their bodies, God. You're touching somebody, Lord Jesus, in their body and in their spirit. You're lifting them up, God. I believe it, Lord. I feel it right now. Lord, in my spirit, God, if somebody is a being touched and somebody, Lord, is a being blessed, God, tonight, Lord. Lord, we know that your ears ain't dull, God, that you cannot hear. And I know, Lord, tonight, God, them that come, Jesus, and them that call on your name, Lord, you said I won't turn them away. Don't care. Lord, how deep they are in sin, Jesus. I know you're forgiven, Savior, Lord. I know you're dying on that cross, Lord, to save that which was lost, God. I know that they whooped you and they beat you. Jesus, you sit by these stripes, God. Lord, we heal right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I believe you're touching somebody. Lord, high blood pressure, God, out there tonight. Sugar diabetes, God. I know you're bigger, Lord, than every sickness, every disease, God. Everywhere that you went, Jesus, when you walked the shores of Galilee, you went about healing all matter of sickness and all matter of diseases, God. Lord, tonight we pray, Lord, and you give us the gift, God, of praying a prayer of faith, Lord, and seeing people and hearing, Lord, the word of God, if people was healed in Jesus' name and they were delivered and set free by the power of God, and we'll give you, Lord, the glory because we know it's through you and in you that we live and we move and we have our beings, God. We pray in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, believe in that brother, that sister, that son or daughter. Lord, God, them grandchildren, them great-grandchildren, people everywhere is receiving you into their heart and life. We'll give you praise, God. Bless everyone, God, that's standing for you and carrying your name, Jesus, to this lost and dying world. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, and praise you for it. See our time's come and gone. Going in with us again. Praise God and see what Jesus will do for you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Joining us, our time is just about gone, and we want everybody to join us next week from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. We just ask everybody to remember us in prayer. We'll be praying
Amen.
For you. We God bless and good night. We love y'all.
Good night.
Praise
love
your,
all of you.
Jesus. Good night. Love y'all.
Love y'all too. Good night.
Thank you, Jesus.